Blog Talk Radio.
Before you another night, another day, bringing to you
is great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Yeshai Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Pine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our lawgiver. He's our judge. And he is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but savior of the world. And I thank the Most High Yah for allowing us to come once before his great people and all those that are inclined to hear his words. Yesterday or last night, we began teaching and talking about how to study the scriptures. And tonight we're going to talk about how to study the scriptures again, part two. It is very relevant and very important to know. And why? Because we find that the Bible, or what we know of as the Bible, is the most read book in the world. There is no other book that is more read, more used, more talked about, more dealt with, and even there is no other book that's more owned than the scriptures. But yet, in the vast of the plenteousness of the scriptures that is all over the world, being read, being dissected, being bought, purchased, owned, there's more confusion than there's ever been. And most people only think they know what they think they know. We find that there's many, multitudes that will go in the scriptures to show you, to tell you, even to teach you the words of the Most High. But yet, they themselves have no clue whatsoever study the scriptures. And I find myself wrestling with people who are clueless. But yet, nevertheless, they are engaged as if they know. So we want you to know. We want you to know how to study his word, how to study the scriptures, how to know him and his words. This is what he wants you to know. And last night we brought out various truths that I would just quickly and briefly go over for you, so you can understand how to study the scriptures. And there are certain principles that one must adhere to, because if you don't adhere to this. Make no mistake about it. You're not going to know the scriptures. It's just that simple. You're not going to know it. You're only going to think you know, but you're not going to know it. And let me share with you some of the principles that we brought out. One is in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. We turn there. Now, this is for the highly skilled. Let me tell you, the highly skilled are few and far in between. And you're going to begin to see why. Now, of course, I don't know everybody, and I don't know whom Yah has blessed to know his words. So I can't put no number on it. As the prophet Elijah could not put a number on it. Make no mistake about it. Once you understand how to study the scriptures, how to know the Most High, then you can understand the reservations of multitudes knowing what we're about to teach you. In the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, it says in the 5th and 6th verse, every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And that's the thing that one must come to the undeniable truth, that his words are pure. Even though you got people who will tell you, well, I don't read the Bible. Why you don't read the Bible? Because it's been tampered with. It's too many flaws. It's too many blemishes. It's too many errors in it. And you had people who don't have our best interest, they had too much control over it. And so as a result of them having control over this thing, I refuse to have anything to do with it. And then you ask them, then if that's true, what you're saying, then what do you read you're able to receive the word of Yah, the word of the Most High, the words of Elohim? What do you read? What do you study? How do you live your life? If this is not it, then what book, what source, what doctrine do you adhere to that is greater than you? And let's dissect it. Let's dissect this doctrine that you say come from the Most High, since this one is so tampered with. Not so according to the Most High. He said every word of Elohim is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And what is this telling us? That when you begin taking the opportunity to study the word of Yah, Yah wants you to be mindful of the fact that he don't need your help. He don't need you to add nothing. He don't need you to spice nothing up. He don't need you to do anything to his word. It's already pure. All he wants you to do is trust him. But if you don't, you're going to be found a liar, as many are. And we brought out the fact in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. Let us turn there. These are some of the principles that one must, it's not even a question, must adhere to studying the Creator's word. It has to be done. Watch what it says. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And I'm going to read the 14th and the 15th verse. And this is what it says. I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. What's forever? It's forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim doeth it, that men shall fear before him. In other words, Yah had already set everything into motion from the beginning to the end. And what you think is the end has already been. Ending has already been. You just don't know it. You just don't have it in your mind. You don't know. But there's nothing new about this end. There's nothing new about a captivity ending after 400 years. These are the things you got to know. Watch what it says. That which has been is now. Is this a lie or is this the truth? That which have been is now. And that which is to be have already been. And Elohim required that which is prior. If you want to tell me anything about the future, first tell me about the past. Because if you can get the past right, then I know you have an opportunity of knowing the future. But if you can't get the past right, then how is it possible for you to tell me anything about the future? And we got people talking about the future, talking about things, talking about prophecies that they don't have no idea about at all. And what you have is the blind leading the blind. And that's not hard for the blind to do because the blind know you just as blind as them. So them leading you, they just act like they see. They think they see. So they will lead you because they know you don't see because you're following them. This is a principle that you have to know. How can you study the scriptures without knowing this? Furthermore, how to study the scriptures. Another point that we brought out is in the book of Isaiah 20. And this is real good and real important to know, very vital, because you have a bunch of people, they'll challenge you and say, well, this is what I see. But look what the Creator says in the book of Isaiah 28, starting at the 7th verse. It says, but they also get through wine. A lot of people, they will tell you readily that the way they get understanding, the way they get a higher sense of purpose and a clear understanding, they get high and they smoke and they do a whole lot of things. This is how they say the Creator deal with them. They get high, then their mind and their channels is open. Where's that in the scriptures? I never seen that in the scriptures. We got men drink every day. How are you going to drink every day while at the same time receive anything from the Most High? And you can't put the bottle or the can down. Is this what the Creator said? No, just the opposite. It is, but they also have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priests and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision, and they stumble in judgment. I don't care if you're a priest or a prophet. Drink. Strong drink and wine is going to give you no clarity on nothing. That clouds judgment. It don't clarify judgment. For all the tables are full of vomit, filthiness, so there is no place clean. And in order for you to get anything from the Most High, it's got to be clean. Your vessels have to be clean. And watch what it says in the 9th verse. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And we brought this out last night. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And to whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. And what is that telling us? Well, that's telling us you have to return back into the state of childhood. You got to be like a baby. In other words, in order for an adult to be a baby, that means you got to humble yourself. And this is what people don't want to do. And why don't they want to do this? Because that means somebody else got to show you things. Somebody else got to teach you things. Somebody else got to tell you things that you don't want to hear. Oh, what don't you want to hear? Well, you don't want to hear the truth. Yes, I do. I want to hear the truth. No, you don't want to hear the truth. Because if you wanted to hear the truth, then that would mean you would want to hear the word of Yah. And if you want to hear the word of Yah, then you wouldn't have no problem in accepting how one's supposed to study the scriptures. Watch what this says. You got to return back into the state like a little baby. In other words, at a baby, somebody drawn from the breast, weaned from the milk. These are people who don't ask a bunch of questions. They just like a sponge soaking up truth, soaking up knowledge, soaking up doctrine, so that they able to execute when they have the ability and the opportunity to do so. This is not some rabble that want to question everything and that don't believe nothing and that want you to believe that the Creator is with you. Well, how is that? How is the Creator with you? Watch what this says. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Stammer lips and another tongue. Will he speak to this people? This is how Yah is going to speak to the people. His lips ain't going to be stammering. But the one that he was seeing, lips will. And there's something that our people don't want to accept. The scripture said this. None new under the sun. He said, what has been is now, and what shall be have already been. Elohim required that which is past. If we had people, if Yah dealt with people in the past, in the beginning, in the time of ancient days, a certain way, well, how do you think he dealing with them today? No, he's not dealing with us like he was dealing with our fathers. Not according to the scriptures. according to the scriptures, whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. According to the scriptures, what is now have already been. And what shall be is now. According to the scriptures. No wonder we don't know these things. Because we don't know how to study the scriptures. Watch what it is. To whom 12 verse? He said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. And it don't matter. I can say it loud. I can say it low. I can say it with authority. But at the end of the day, you're not going to hear it. Why? Because it's the truth. It ain't my words. These are the words of Yah. This is how he say you give knowledge. Teach knowledge. This is what he said. How one make one to understand doctrine. This is what Yah said. These are not my words. But furthermore, as I stated before, these are the various principles that must be adhered to. And let me show you, everybody don't adhere to these principles. There's others. And we're going to get into some other principles that one must adhere to in order for them to study the scriptures. See, when you sit down and study, there are certain things you already got to know. Why do you think the world is in a state of confusion? The Almighty has poured a deep sleep upon people. This deep sleep has people drunken as if they drunk strong drinking wine. This deep sleep has people staggering as if they're intoxicated. But really, the only thing that is intoxicated is their spirit. And he's saying people will come before you and attempt to tell you the word of Yah and tell you its meaning and try to get you to understand certain things. When yet, they don't have a clue. Watch what this says. And then let's see if this thing be true. What the Creator himself says in the book of Amos. How the scriptures. Let's just see if this is true. Amos, the third chapter. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, this is what it says in the seventh verse. And let's see if this is true. It says, surely Yah Elohim will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And what do that mean? That he will do nothing. You realize this is the only book that takes revelations. I know you think the New Testament takes revelations, the Quran takes revelations, these other books revelations. Well, in truth, all revelations come from the Most High. And once the Creator revealed to you his words, then other books are easy to understand. So you can look at these books and say they're counterfeit. They're fictitious. They are erroneous. They're falsehoods. there may believe. Because now you have the revelations of truth. And the Creator said he will do nothing. And what's nothing? Nothing is nothing. He will do nothing. But what he revealed, his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The only reason you know the story of creation is because of Yah's prophet. The only reason you know the story of Garden of Eden is because of Yah's prophets. The only reason you know the story of the Tower of Babel is prophets. The only reason you know the story of Egypt is because of Yah's prophets. And there is nothing that Yah has not revealed or revealed without first revealing it unto his prophets. So how can you know who you are, what you are, and what you're supposed to be doing without knowing he won't do nothing? Here our people been stripped of everything. Their language, their history, even their God, their Elohim. How do you think all of a sudden we start learning the ways of the Most High? Now, most people are under the impression that we began learning the ways of the Most High through men that don't even know Most High. No, you only think they taught you about the Most High. And I'm going to show you how you will know whether you've been introduced to the Creator and the words. You're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because there are certain principles that you got to know. This is why it's important to learn how to study the scriptures. And Yahweh will do nothing. What does this mean, he will do nothing? Let me just show you a few things how these revelations occur. Since it is revelations that you must receive. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Samuel. I want you to see this. 1 Samuel 28 chapter. Now, here it is. This is about Saul. Now, Saul was an Israelite. Not only was he an Israelite, he was a king. Well, how do you think Saul knew the word of Yah? How do you think he knew Yah's revelations? How do you think he knew what to do and what not to do? The same way he would have to know is the same way you and I will have to know. And watch what this says in the book of 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter, the 6th verse. It says, and when Saul inquired of Yah, Yah answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. In other words, Yah didn't answer him not one mumbling word. Why do you think it's easy for us to say Christ is a counterfeit? Yah didn't talk to Christ. You would never hear a conversation with the Most High in Christ, where it's a two-way conversation. It would never happen. You've never seen that. We've been asking those who believe in the New Testament, just show us one place where there's a conversation between the Most High and this only begotten Son that you love. And still to this day, even though they believe in him, not one conversation. Nowhere where the Almighty went to this man and said the word of Yah came unto him saying, or Elohim says, or Yah Elohim came unto him saying. You will never read nothing like that. And if the Almighty didn't say it, and the Almighty didn't speak it, you will never read a New Testament for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. Except when they're quoting the scriptures. Not one mumbling word. And here it is. There was three ways that Saul inquired of the Most High. And Most High didn't answer him by dreams, by Urim, or the prophets. Now, how is Yah answering you? Since he didn't answer Saul in this way, is he answering you through your dreams? He's answering you through the Urim and Thummim? Is he answering you by the prophets? This is what you have to ask yourself when you study in his word, because these words are not like no other book. This is not like The Color of Purple and Harry Potter. And this is no comic book. This is not The Art of War. This is the word of God. We can pick up this book like we pick up other books and just read it. And after we read it, we clearly, I don't understand it. And then those who do say they understand it, as soon as you begin to question them on it, then you find they don't understand it either. Watch what this says. Isaiah 28. We're going to jump down. And this is a beautiful story that you want. You want to read this whole thing. 12 verse. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? Thou art Saul. In other words, this was a woman who was of a familiar spirit. This was some witch, a witch of Endor. Someone that you don't supposed to go to asking counsel of and inquiring of Yah. This is nobody. And when Saul knew this, and when Saul had favor with Most High, these type of people he killed. Because Yahweh said kill them. But when he became desperate, as many people do in studying the scriptures, who he relied on. And watch what it says, the 13th verse. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw Elohim's ascending out of earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man coming up. And he covered, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Now, mind, Samuel was dead at this time. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, And Elohim is departed from me, and answer me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I've called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, wherefore then do thou ask of me, seeing Yah is departed from thee, and is become thy enemy? And Yah have done to him as he spake by me. For Yah have rent the kingdom out of thy hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even to David, because thou obeyest not the voice of Yah, nor executed his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore have Yah done this thing unto thee today. And moreover, Yah will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shall thou and thy sons be with me. Yah also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. And then Saul fell straightway all alone on earth and was so afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. So in other words, Saul thought he wanted to know the truth. He thought he wanted to know what was going on. And he got exactly what he didn't want to hear. That Yah had rejected him. That tomorrow he will be dead, him and his son. And the children of Israel will fall into the hands of their enemies. And everything Samuel said, that's exactly what happened. But ask yourself, who is here to tell you what will befall you in these last days? Or do you know? And who is here to prepare you for what you don't even believe? And you know you couldn't possibly believe it, because what are you doing to prepare yourself for trouble to come? Storing up water, food, getting you some weapons, saving money. Is this what the scripture tells you to do? Is this the word of Yah? Is this what the prophets are teaching? Or is this, it's just practical that we do these things. Where is it where Yahweh told you to do some practical things? What Yah has told us is to do his words. And why can't we just do that? What's the problem with that? So how can you call yourself studying the scriptures and you don't even know where the understanding, where the wisdom, and where the revelations to even understand what to do, you don't even know where it come from? Do it come from you? Did Yah have you to know the Urim and the Thummim? Is Yah making himself known unto you in a dream? Is Yah coming to you in revelation, that you might know his words. Is this how you know? Is this how you study? So you can know. In the book of Numbers, the 27th chapter. Remember, what is now, it have already been. And what shall be, that is what's now. And Elohim require that which is past. How do you think they knew things then? And how do you think you're supposed to know Yah and his word today? Watch this in the book of Numbers, the 27th chapter. And let's see if this is how you study. According to the book of Numbers, the 27th chapter, and we're going to start reading the 12th verse. Watch what it says. And Yah said unto Moshe, get thee up into the mount of Abram and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. When thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto the people, as Aaron thy brother was gathered. For ye rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. And Moshe spake unto Yah, saying, let Yah, the Elohim of the spirits, of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, which may go in before them, and which may lead them, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yah be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And let me tell you, our people don't want no shepherd. They don't want no shepherd. They didn't even want Yah. But they don't want a real shepherd at all. They are happy to have no one. Very happy. Because then confusion, chaos can run amok. And they happy to say, I don't follow nobody. And nobody tells me nothing. And I understand things for myself. See, they happy with that. That's not the way of Yah. And surely not the way that one study and understand the scriptures. Watch what it says. 18th verse. Yah said unto Moshe, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And watch what it says. 21st verse. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him. Who asking counsel for you? You're not asking nobody for no counsel and want to know what Yah has to say on this thing. You have yourself. And you don't need nobody else. So how do you study the scriptures if you don't need no counsel? Watch what it says. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before Yah. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moshe did as Yah commanded him, and he took Yehoshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge, as Yah commanded by the hand of Moshe. So how do you know the word of Yah? Ponder on that. Consider that. Why? Because watch what the scriptures say in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. I just want you to see this. Since we're talking about how to study the scriptures. Everybody's studying the scriptures, but do you really know how to study the scriptures? How are you going to study the scriptures and you don't know nothing about the Urim? And you don't know nothing about prophets? And you don't know nothing about visions? And you don't know nothing about dreams? In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, watch what it says, the 18th verse. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Nobody don't want a vision. They don't want a vision from Yah. Even if you tell them this is the vision from Yah, vision just means revelation. This is what Yah want us to see. This is what Yah want us to know. But nobody want to know. They don't want no vision. Why do you think our people dying today? Because they refuse to hear the visions of Yah. Watch what it says. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Why? Because the only way you're going to know the law is through vision. This is what they're not telling you. Your shepherds are not telling you you cannot know the law without vision. They're telling you all you got to do is pick up the book and read it. Well, if that was the truth, then why people don't know the law? Why they don't know the simple things concerning the law? And just to show you that I'm telling you the truth, that you've got to have vision. And what is vision? Revelation. And where do that come from? The Most High. Is that who you get your revelations from when studying the law? Do you get it from the Most High? Or do you get it from yourself? Or did you get it from a teacher that told you that they got it from the Most High? Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy. And make no mistake about it. The Almighty hear the people in their murmuring, telling you that certain people are false prophets, and they themselves don't even know what a prophet is. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, the 29th verse. It says, the secret things belong unto Yah our Elohim. But those things which are revealed, and what are revealed? Do you know righteousness must be revealed? Do you know salvation must be revealed? Do you know the law must be revealed? Do you know the words of Yah must be revealed? And did you know Yahweh will do nothing but what first revealed unto his servants, the prophets? And watch what this says. The secret things belong unto Yah, our Elohim. Those things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, because laws come by revelation. They don't come by just picking up the book and reading it. They come by revelation. And how can you study the scriptures without knowing this biblical principle? You can study this book all day long, but if you don't have revelation, if you don't have vision, how can you know it? How can you teach it? And you say you do. Once again, this is what God says. And I like to back up my words. I always tell people and say certain things, so let me just show you what I'm telling you is the truth. Watch this in the book of Isaiah. And what are we discussing tonight? We're discussing how to study the scriptures. And there are certain principles you just have to know in studying the scriptures. And if you don't know these principles, then how can you say you're studying the book? As a matter of fact, if you study and reading this book like you study and read other books, it's only because you're deceived. And you can't pick up this book, just start reading and studying as if there's some cookbook. No, this is not that type of book at all. There's principles that must be adhered to, that must be followed in order for you to understand what these things mean. In the book of Isaiah 56, I just want you to see this. And watch what it says. In the very first verse, thus says Yah, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. I am righteous. Or less is through revelation. And how do you get revelation? Well, through visions, through dreams, through the Om and the Mayim. In other words, you get it from how the Almighty will make himself known and how he will speak. And how can you not know this and then pick up the scriptures and then study it? The scripture said, unless Yah build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. You got to know that any building that's worth anything must be built through Yah. You got to have vision, revelation. Furthermore, not only Isaiah 56, look at Isaiah 53, the very first verse. Who have believed our report? Nobody. That's why the world ain't even talking about Israel at all. Because nobody believed this report. But everybody talking about Christ. Every time you turn on the TV, they talking about JC. Everybody believed that report. You're going to be watching football, man. Not even thinking about Christ. Then somebody, I'm going to thank my Lord and Savior. And there he is. He's on the football field. He's on a basketball court. He's on a baseball diamond. He's at the music awards. He's on church on Sunday. He's everywhere. Even when the Ku Klux Klan was killing our people and marching down the street, they had J.C. with them. Everybody know the report of him, but who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yah revealed? Who is this? Because in order for you to know Yah, in order for you to know his words, in order for you to know the scriptures, it must come by revelation. So how can you study the scriptures and not know that? Since we're talking about how to study the scriptures. No wonder so many people are confused, deceived, and blind. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 42. In the book of Isaiah 42, right before we read Isaiah 42, let's read Isaiah 40. Just show you that one first. And watch what it says. And we're going to read, let's start at the third verse. It says, "The voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yah, make straight in the desert a highway for our Elohim. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be low. And the crooked and the rough places plain. And the glory of Yah shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Yah has spoken it." To know the glory of Yah, to know the salvation of Yah, to know the righteousness of Yah, to know the law of Yah by revelation. These things don't come by, man, just going down to the Barnes and Noble and just start to buy him a $19.99 Bible and just pick it up, start reading it, and think he can understand the word of Yah. This is the most read book in the world. This is the most purchased book in the world. This is the most used book in the world. And it is the one book that nobody understands. Or the mass majority don't understand. Even those who was charged to know it. You can understand it. You can know it. And the Most High want you to know it. But there are certain principles that you got to know. There's principles that you have to adhere to if you are inclined to know the word of Yah. And this is why we're talking about how to study the scriptures. And how can you study the scriptures and then skip, watch what it says, Isaiah 42. And we're going to start reading at the first verse. Behold, my servant, my behold, my elect in whom my soul delighteth, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Now he's going to do that. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, a smoking flax shall not be quenched. Shall he not quench? He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. And how he's going to do that? Bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have said judgment in the earth, and I shall wait for his law. And there's only one way for any of those things to happen. It's through vision. Because this is how the Almighty speak. This is how he worked. Did not the Creator said, I will do nothing but what I first reveal unto his servants, the prophets? No wonder people call me and ask me, what can I read? What should I study? Because they pick the book, it's like words are sealed. And why? Because if you're like Saul, and if you like anyone that know the Most High, you know this is how he revealed his words. You know one can just pick up the book and just start reading, understanding it, and just do it. If you could, the world has this. You have several copies probably in the house right now. But how has it profited you since you have this thing? And how well do you know it? Show you something. I don't care how great and how big you are. Watch this in the book of Psalms 89. Psalms 89. And I may add, there's going to come a time when the Creator, he will challenge all those who say they know him. Everyone will be challenged. And what you're going to see, just like with all these various different books, what you're going to see, just like with all the various idols that our people serve, Yah will make a difference. He's going to make a great difference. And you will see, just like with the books, just like with the idols, so with the shepherds, you're going to see who the counterfeits are. Because there's only one truth. And how do I know that? Because there's only one manner of law. One manner. Watch what it says. Psalm 9. And this is what it is. 19 verse. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One. Who is that? And said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. I've exalted one chosen out of the people. I found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. And here it is. The Almighty made it crystal clear that when he spoke in vision to his Holy One. And is that how the Creator speak to you? In visions? In dreams? Or through the Urim and Thummim? Is that how he speak to you? How do you understand these things? Stand up and tell the truth. And let's see if the Holy One of Israel indeed have called you to do and to say the things that you teach and believe. If he's not speaking to you in this way, then how can you call yourself studying something that you don't know the essence of how to receive the understanding? This is not like other books. Just because you completed middle school and elementary and high school don't mean you can just pick up a book and start reading it. You can do other books like that. But this is not one of those books. You got your master's degree, your associate's degree, your MBA and your PhD and your doctorate that do not avail you to understand this, the word of Yah, the scriptures. This is not how scriptures operate. 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter. Let's see what that says. And what are we discussing? We're discussing some vitally important. Since this is the most read book in the world, since this is the most purchased book in the world, and since everyone got several copies in their house, right at their fingertips, then why is there so much confusion, division, chaos? And why don't they see eye to eye? Some people just blame it on the verses. Some people blame it on language. If you knew the language. But even those who know the language, they still disagree. Well, who know the truth? In the book of 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, and this is what it says in the first verse. And the child Samuel ministered unto Yah before Eli. And the word of Yah was precious in those days. And what do that mean? It means it was rare. It was rare. There was no open vision. In other words, then they weren't even pretending that the Almighty was showing them things, as our people are pretending today. That the Creator is showing them things, and then when you go say, well, let me see it. Show me that I can see it also. And what do you see? Nothing. Show me this JC that was shown you, and you can find it. Show this new doctrine, this new book, this New Testament. Nowhere. There was no open vision. But let me show you what happens when there is. 19th verse. The same chapter, 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. And Samuel grew, and Yah was with him, and he did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Yah. And how and why? In other words, our people not looking for a prophet today. They're not looking for a visionary today. But at that time, they was. 21st verse. And Yah appeared again in Shiloh, for Yah revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. And how did he reveal himself in Shiloh? By the word of Yah. This is how he revealed himself. By his words. And how is Yah revealing himself to you? In other words, if it's by his words, then the very words that you say is by, we should go able to go into his word, see that what you're saying is the truth. Don't tell me what nobody else done said. Don't tell me about someone else's vision and dreams. Tell me about yours. Because we got teachers that quick to tell you about somebody else. Well, tell me about yours. Since you are teaching the word of Yah, let us see. Yah has shown you. How to study the scriptures. How can you study the scriptures without knowing these principles, these truths? Know these things even before you sit down, because you got to know where revelation come from, where visions come from, how Yah will make himself known. These are things you got to know up front. Why waste your time studying something as you studying another book? Because this is not how Yah operates. This is not how he works. And this is not the way of Yah. Watch this in the book of Daniel, the first chapter. Daniel, the first chapter. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter. And this is what it says in the 17th verse. As, Daniel 1 and 17, as for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And why would he need that? Because Yah told this man the future. Yah told this man things that he would never himself see. But he had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, or Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. All his provinces. They were 10 times wiser. It says this in the book of Daniel, the 2nd chapter. Turn there. In Daniel, the 2nd chapter, the 14th verse. Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guards, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is this decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in, desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. And Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of Elohim of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Why? Because this is how the Creator speaks. This is how he deals. This is how he works. How you can understand the Creator's laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments, and you don't have no one coming to you about night visions. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Elohim of my fathers, who have given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. So what is this telling us? What is this letting us know? This is how Yah works. These men that study books without the Most High, how are you going to study the scriptures and the Almighty is not with you? How are you going to understand anything? How are you going to know anything without the Most High? So when you sit down with your concordance, as many do, and you sit down with your commentaries that's in the book, you sit down with your masters, and you sit down with all these other things that aid you. Ask yourself, is Yah sitting with you? One that reveals. As a matter of fact, he said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, prophets. And this is the thing that the people don't want to sit down with. They would rather say there is no prophets. And why? Because then all but go to hell with them. Watch this. 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, before we close out today, tonight, 2 Samuel 23. What are we discussing? How does one study the scriptures? And how can you know? How can you sit down with the scriptures, go to study it, and not know these things? According to the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, the very first verse, watch what it says. Now, these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of Elohim of Yaakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said. Now, watch what this man said, and watch what his last words reveal. Second verse. The Spirit of Yah spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The Elohim of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even in the morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. This is what the Spirit of Yah said to him. This is the word that was put in his mouth, that it might roll off his tongue. And it was left on record for us to see it and to understand it. But what spirit coming to you? What word has been put in your mouth? What Urim and Thummim have been shown you that you might have the counsel of Yah? What prophet will help you understand today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and what vision received? Because in order for you to study scriptures, in order for you to know how to study the scriptures, you must know this is how, in living Elohim, this is how he speak, this is how he work, and this is how he make himself as well as his words be known. So until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom. Yeah.
to you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear.